It's just after 10 past, which means it is movies, movies, movies time. Now, Jen and Andre aren't in the studio with me right now, and they've got a very short and sharp kind of show today. But they did want to share a very special message. Rather, they wanted me to mention a very special message from them that they've spent the weekend with their Sydney fam marching and debriefing and working on putting together a huge resource, talking to mob and thinking about ways to renew their goal that they've always had for the show and that we've always had in putting the show together to platform First Nations filmmakers and making sure that Movies, Movies, Movies is as diverse and representative of Sydney as possible. They're putting a little list together. I'll mention that very shortly because first, we've got to unpack this interview they have with Nashan Woodley of the Sydney Film Festival, the director. Their chat is going to go over affording the festival this year, the art house section of the festival flux, and also some of the things that we're not going to see because of the festival's cancellation. So right here on Mornings, this is Nashan Woodley on Movies, Movies, Movies.
Hello, can you hear me, Nashan?
Just going somewhere a little bit quieter, 2 seconds.
Yes, I can.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm Andre. I don't know if you can see me or just hear me.
And I'm Jen, and thank you so much for joining us on Movies, Movies, Movies at FBI. Oh. In a week's time,
how would you convince a broke FBI radio listener on Job Seeker to invest in this year's Sydney Film Festival?
Yeah, sure. And I know it's a really tough time. And what we've done is we've tried to keep ticket prices as low as possible. And I think it's important to know that when you purchase a ticket, that ticket price substantially supports filmmakers who have a film in the festival. So you can choose as you wish from watching a film, a single film for $14 to buying an all access pass for $199. So that's the price range for feature length film.
Part of what we do at FBI is take a bit of a, I don't know, reading of the zeitgeist, what's going on in the world. How can we tell that through cinema? What are the filmmakers saying? Can you talk a little bit about what we're missing out on? Like, what are the artists talking about with their work this year that we're not seeing?
I can say that one of the things that's really stood up to me, and this is from amongst the films that we're actually screening in the virtual edition in awards, is that there are lots of filmmakers concerned with this idea of motherhood and what that entails and what sacrifice that entails, the need for dissent, and the need for people to be very wary of power structures and what governments are doing. And that was from various places in the world. And I thought that was something emerging as a very strong theme before we were forced to cancel.
Seems like had the pandemic not happened, this year would have been really on point.
Absolutely. Yes.
My other question is, what was Flux going to be this year? It's the section that we care about the most. Bridget Eichen's Flux.
I miss it already.
Look, Flux will return next year, we hope. The program wasn't actually finished. So I think there were two films were in the picture already. There's so much that we get done in such a short space of time. I mean, we were forced to announce the cancellation of the In Cinema Festival towards the end of March. In the next month, we essentially do 50% of the program. Mm. And that means while watching films, but inviting films, confirming films. So a lot happens in just 1 month. So Flux was not yet completed, but we look forward to its return in 2021.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
See you in person next year.
Yes, I look forward to that. I look forward to being back in cinemas and hope to see you there as well as in your studio. Okay.
Oh, ditto.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Just us?
Just us girls, still recording though. Do you want to just like come over, watch a movie, have some dinner or something?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Cheeky film lords. Jen and Andre right there speaking to Nashen Woodley of the Sydney Film Festival, the film festival's director. Now, you can listen back to all of those bits and pieces wherever you grab your podcast from. Just look up Movies, Movies, Movies. Jen and Andre will be back next week, and they're going to have a very big debrief for us of everything that they've watched over these last 2 weeks, films our community are watching and recommending. And if you can't wait, they're posting a long list of these films on their Instagram, @movies_movies_movies_. We'll pop all that info and all those details up at fbiradio.com/programs. All you're going to do is just click on the mornings tab. And that is it for Movies, Movies, Movies today.
This podcast is produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. Find more at fbiradio.com/podcasts.